Iraq dominated the public remarks today of both U.S. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld and United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan. In Munich, Germany, at a conference on security, Mr. Rumsfeld said that the U.N. risked shirking its responsibilities in the world while the U.S. was acting on behalf of all nations if it moved to militarily intervene in Iraq. He said that history would be the judge of the right path.
Will they say we stood still, paralyzed by a straitjacket of indecision and 20th century thinking while dangers gathered? Or will they say that we recognized the coming danger, united, and took action before it was too late?
But speaking at the College of William and Mary in Virginia, UN Secretary General Annan warned the United States of the consequences of neglecting the court of world opinion.
When states decide to use force, not in self-defense, but to deal with broader threats to international peace and security, there is no substitute for the unique legitimacy provided by the United Nations Security Council.
NPR's Tom Gelton is traveling with Secretary Rumsfeld in Europe and was with him today in Germany, a country which has forcefully opposed the war. Tom, remind us what the Defense Secretary is trying to accomplish on this trip.
Jackie, what Donald Rumsfeld seems to be trying to do on this trip is plant the idea that there's not so much a divide between the United States and Europe, and of course that's the issue we've heard so much about, but rather that there is major disagreement among the European nations themselves. And he was helped in that regard to some extent on this trip, first with a stop in Italy, where he got the Italian government to really give another pledge of support to the United States, and also at this conference here in Munich, where he was able to get various smaller European countries to speak up on behalf of the United States. So he probably feels that he has, in large part, accomplished that goal of spreading this idea that there's actually not just one Europe, but a lot of disagreement within Europe.
Now, of course, there's a related conflict with NATO with regard to the position of the defense of Turkey should war spill over there. The U.S., of course, wants to stage military operations in Turkey, and the French and Germans have, of course, been opposed. Where does this leave NATO?
What's so important to understand about Turkey is that it is, on the one hand, a member of NATO, and on the other hand, it actually has a border with Iraq. So should a war in Iraq spread beyond the borders, it could spill over into Turkey very easily. If, for example, Saddam Hussein were to want to retaliate against Turkey for supporting U.S. moves against Iraq, he might launch missiles against Turkey. He might launch biological chemical weapons, theoretically, in which case you would have a NATO member under attack. And under the NATO charter, when one NATO member is attacked, the whole alliance has to respond. So what the United States is saying, suggesting, is that NATO, as an alliance, think about that possibility and begin planning some kind of defensive assistance to Turkey that it could use in case it does get attacked. That's the only sort of piece in this whole war preparation that is going to NATO, but France and Germany in particular, and also Belgium, are so opposed to this war that they really don't even want that little piece brought up.
Secretary Rumsfeld has made some very provocative comments of late. When it comes to France and Germany, he's referred to them, of course, as old Europe. Another time said that perhaps Germany belongs on the same list as Cuba and Libya. What will happen in this war if Germany is left out?
The big question, Jackie, to me is not so much what happens in this war, because the United States really is capable of doing this without Germany's help. The big question is what happens after the war. Germany has really staked out a role for itself in peacekeeping operations, in humanitarian operations. Germany, of course, has a lot of money. If Germany is not willing to help in the post-conflict part of this war, the rebuilding and stabilization of Iraq, that will be a huge issue. It'll be an issue for Germany. It'll mean a lot more of a burden on the United States and those countries that are stuck with that responsibility of rebuilding Iraq.
NPR's Tom Gelton from Munich. Thanks very much, Tom.
You're welcome, Jackie.